USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strong Santa Ana winds are buffeting much of the state of California, where the conditions are also quite dry. But the utility companies there are finding they're taking heat from many critics not happy about their decision to shut down power to hundreds of thousands of people in recent days to try to prevent equipment from sparking wildfires. The president of PG&E, Bill Johnson, responding to critics who say the shutoffs should be more targeted.
We acted on our prediction. Now, we don't have the granularity we need to get down to a city block or one street.
The Saddle Ridge fire, which started last night not because of downed power lines but because of a garbage truck fire, is forcing nearly 2,000 families to evacuate homes north of Los Angeles now. It's already burned nearly 5,000 acres, and the fire is 0% contained. And this is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Pro-Trump and anti-Trump demonstrators were in the streets of Minneapolis, Minnesota last night near the Target Center where President Trump was holding a campaign rally. Police say things went well until late in the evening when the otherwise largely peaceful protesters started burning Make America Great Again hats. And a few blocks away, police clashed with members of a pro-Trump militia-style group that confronted police. Inside the rally, the president discussed a variety of issues, including the corruption allegations he's made against former Vice President, now White House hopeful Joe Biden and his son.
But always that same thing. President Trump made a totally unsubstantiated claim about Hunter Biden and his father. It's not unsubstantiated, you crooked son of a guns. It's 100% true.
Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali has been awarded the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some Democrats in New York say they hope Chelsea Clinton will decide to run for an open congressional seat just north of New York City in Westchester County, as Congresswoman Nita Lowey, a longtime Clinton family friend, has announced that she is going to retire. That will put her seat up for grabs in November 2020. During a recent book tour, Chelsea Clinton said she wasn't planning on becoming a politician like her parents, but she also wouldn't rule out a run for office someday.
Always believed that you're never too young or too old to make a difference. And then when I became a mom, I think I felt that even more keenly.
State Assemblyman David Buchwald and State Senator David Carlucci have both hinted that they might run for that open seat, but Chelsea Clinton would, according to many analysts, instantly be the superstar in the race if she were to announce her candidacy. California hotels no longer providing guests with those little bottles of shampoo. The Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signing a bill this week that bans hotels from giving out those tiny plastic bottles of soap, conditioner, and lotion as well. The law aims to cut down on the number of plastic containers thrown away by guests and operators. And the Washington Mystics are the WNBA champions. They beat the Connecticut Sun in Game 5 of the finals last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.